All right, quick one here on Spilling on the Rocks. I have to do radio on SiriusXM. If you haven't ever heard me on SiriusXM, it's on MLB Network Radio. So, a couple things going on around the Colorado Rockies. They lost the series in Milwaukee this weekend, day off on Monday, and now you have the Houston Astros in town. There is rumor that a top prospect is going to make a major league debut tonight. So, July 1st. Houston Astros in town. There is a strong possibility that a Rockies debut is going to happen tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to get into a couple things that happened over the weekend, specifically Warren Schaefer firing up the team. Pretty awesome. On Sunday, I'll get to the play. On Sunday, it was amazing. So Tyler Freeman, who I continue to tell you has been really impressive. He's been really fun to watch. He gets called out on strike three. And the call was terrible. The pitch was terrible. And what ends up happening is I'll show you the play. Let's get into it. Basically, the first pitch of the at bat really set off the chain of events. And so as soon as that happened, it's going to turn into Warren Schaefer protecting his player, Tyler Freeman. And the frustrating part about it in any sort of scenario where you have a player getting ejected is it's usually unwarranted. And you'd like the player here's the play. So here's the pitch. Strike at the bottom. It is a strike. Strike three. Tyler says that's the second one you've missed, and he gets booted. Let's see if I can get the true highlight of this one. So, like, players can talk trash to an umpire, but you can't show them up, right? Like, you can't show up an umpire. But you can also, in any sort of scenario where a player gets thrown out of the game, like, you have to warrant it. You have to warrant getting tossed out. And so if it doesn't warrant getting tossed out, that's usually where players and managers get really upset about it. So, gosh, let's see if I can pull this thing up. I wanted to show you Warren Schaefer's reaction. The reaction is magnificent. Here he is talking about it on Sunday. He's really funny. He's kind of like a straight to the point. Here's what's going on. Here it is. He throws his gum, throws his hat. He gets ejected. He's saying that's dog poop. You can't call a pitch this low. Look how jacked Warren Schaefer is. Here's the sequence again. Probably a strike, but Freeman doesn't like it. Come on, that's twice. See, that's twice. Come on. And he doesn't even cuss. What? BS. That's way too quick of a hook in the third inning for his best player. Love it. By the way, the Rockies came back to win this game. Rockies came back to win this game. Ooh, angry Schaefer. I love an angry Schaefer. How do you not love an angry Schaefer? And then it was Kyle Farmer in the 11th inning, got the go-ahead hit with the Manfred runner at second base, which is Brendan Doyle. So kind of cool. That's basically kind of fun for us. And then the other news coming from Colorado today is the Rockies are going to get a patch on their arm. That patch is pretty cool. It's York Space Systems. I appreciate that because my mom, she worked in the aerospace industry before she passed away about 16 years ago. And let me pull up this patch for you so you can see it. The patch is kind of cool. Kind of cool. I mean, they have like a really sweet looking owl that I think I kind of wanted to see an owl on it, but it's a 4-inch wide, 2.5-inch tall. It says York Space Systems. It looks pretty neat. The company is from Denver, so I love that. So the connection between Rockies and York is pretty spectacular. So here's a photo of, let's see if I can share it really quick. So there you go. Hopefully I get my email off of here. Well, hopefully you saw it for long enough. So yeah, York Space System, pretty cool. About time that they got a patch, but I love it. Follow me at the show at SpillyGoat19, at Mile High Sports, and then I'll be on the call today. I'm doing play by play. which will be fun for me. All right, adios.